Cincinnati residents have a final chance Wednesday evening to offer comments on the city's next two-year budget. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. Once again, attendance was light for a session Monday night in West Price Hill. Only 10 speakers offered comments on the spending plan. Funding for human services programs was the dominant theme. Supporters like Margaret Fox are asking City Council to maintain funding for programs and even increase it.
Asking the poor and working poor to do their fair share in bearing the burden of a $26 million deficit is morally indefensible.
Mike Hicks had praise for the Center for Addiction Treatment, or the Cat House.
From my history, I cost cities money when I'm out there using, in all those other ways. So if you put a few extra dollars towards a place to get people like me fixed, maybe not fixed forever, but, today I'm living a lot better life, and it's all due to the Cat House.
City Manager Harry Black cut funding for human services programs in his budget proposal last month, but Mayor John Cranley restored those funds in his recommended budget that was sent to City Council. The final public hearing is set for Wednesday evening at the North Avondale Recreation Center at 6 o'clock. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.